Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Home or away, catch all the MLB action this season with live and on-demand content across all your devices. Enjoy MLB Big Inning, select pregame and postgame coverage, and an expanded library of highlights and content. Never miss a moment of the action with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv. Blackout and other restrictions apply.
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For real, it is actually Amy Lawrence. When I was earlier in my career and I called myself a utility infielder for my previous network, because for the most part, I would move all around wherever they needed me. And sometimes I would end up doing two shows in the span of 24 hours. It hasn't happened in quite a while, though. I might be too old for this. Whew. If I fall asleep in the middle of the show, just kidding, that would never happen. Okay, it happened once in my career, but it's been a long time. Anyway, it's not going to happen. I have too much adrenaline. There's too much going on. I have too much to say, and I've got a baseball in my hand. So as long as I'm busy with this baseball, I think I should be okay. And funny stories to tell you, too, about my foray to the daytime. It was strange. It was weird. I don't know what that bright yellow thing is in the sky when I was on my way to work. Wowzers. Also, I didn't drive. So Princess Leia, I had to leave her at home because it was not a good idea to try to drive into New York City, which is where our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located, in the middle of the daytime. So Princess Leia got left behind in the train parking lot. I took the train. I took a subway or... it's a train, but it goes underneath the Hudson River. For the first time in, 11 months, I survived. I had my mace. Don't you worry. I was prepared. And wait until you hear about the other passenger I met on the train. This only happens in New York City. It would not happen anywhere else. And I thought the guy was lying to me, but he was being totally forthright. And I met a celebrity... like a real celebrity, but mostly I cared about his dog. So wait to hear this story. Also, now that I'm back on my own show, guess what? I don't have to worry about saying the wrong name of the show. You guys, I did so good. The whole first hour that I was hosting for Maggie and Perloff on Monday afternoon, I did so well until I got to the end of the first hour and my brain clicked into what I've been doing for 10 years, which is, we call it hitting the post in the business. Essentially, you have to stop talking and back time it so that the computer doesn't cut you off mid-word or mid-sentence. And I'm so good at it. I think in my entire 10 years here at CBS Sports Radio, I've missed 5 posts, maybe. It's just, it's automatic. So we get to the top of the first hour, I'm tagging out. I'm Amy Lawrence. This is After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. And so I said it at the end of the first hour and thought, oh no. Of course, at least I knew it. Producer Jay watched the show back and didn't even realize that I had called Maggie and Perloff After Hours.
Completely missed it. I had no idea. I'm so used to hearing it that I just didn't think anything of it. I was like, yeah, After Hours, Amy Lawrence. Oh, wait. Nope.
So he didn't even notice till I pointed it out. The end of the second hour, though, is worse. And honestly, Jay, I wish we could find it because you will laugh so hard. The end of the second hour, I'm thinking, okay, this time I got it. I know. I'm locked in. And once again, we get to about 15 seconds to go in the hour before the computer cuts us off. The music is playing, and my brain goes into autoplay, and I say, I'm Amy Lawrence. I said my name first. I'm Amy Lawrence on After. No! And like, that's how the computer tagged out. So I never did get CBS Sports Radio. I never did actually inform people the network they were listening to. I just got so upset at myself that I nearly did it again, that I ended the hour with, no! So my former boss happened to be watching on TV at the time on CBS Sports Network. He sends me a photo of myself on TV. Do you know how many photos I got of myself on TV in the last 36 hours? A lot. And every single one of them, my mouth is open. That's annoying. And my hands are in some weird configuration. I told you guys I talk with my hands. Right now I'm playing with a baseball while I'm talking to you. It's just that you're not seeing it on TV. Anyway, lots of pictures, including my former boss, who sends me a photo of myself on TV and says, "You look and sound great, except for how you just butchered the end of the hour." Leave it to Eric to never sugarcoat. That's why Eric and I got along very well. My mom got a chance to watch me on CBS Sports Network on Monday. She was very excited. She was, of course, well, she cares about what I say on the radio, but she doesn't really care about sports. So she was more into commenting about what I was wearing and how my hair was done. I had professional makeup for a radio show for the first time in my career. That may never happen again. So it was a good challenge for me. I have said this multiple times on social media as well as on the show that I was hosting. It's a really good challenge for a host to get out of her or his comfort zone, to work with different producers, to have different voices in her ear. Sorry, Jay. I wouldn't trade Jay for any other producer in the entire world. El Mundo. No one.
Okay.
Stop it. Come on. Before I throw this baseball at your head, I'm in the mood to throw this baseball at someone's head, so later on, we play catch. If you don't just accept it for gospel, I'm going to buzz the tower with this baseball.
Buzz the tower. I like that.
You know I can. And it would hurt.
I know that. And especially in that tight hallway.
Anyway, I wouldn't trade, but it was good for me to work with both Mike Samter and Stu. And both of those guys I've worked with in the past. In fact, when I first started here at CBS Sports Radio Network, Samter and I worked together a lot because I would fill in on other shows during the daytime. But this was the first time in 8 years that I have hosted a different time slot. I'm happy where I am. I'm a night owl. I love working at night. I love talking to you all at night. But it was good for me. It was a good challenge. And it was really good for me to channel that adrenaline and that, I wouldn't call it anxiety, the nerves over being on TV because it's not my comfort zone. That I reminded myself, these cameras, they're in here all the time. It's the same cameras that I stare at night. They just not on at night. Or maybe they are. Would that be creepy? But they're not airing anything at night, but they're the same cameras. It's the same studio. I've been doing radio shows for 20 years. It's just another radio show. And I had fun, except for when I called the show by the wrong name. And then I didn't do that on Tuesday, but do you know what I did do? You guys, you know me and how I screw up names all the time. I got Maggie and Perloff right. In fact, Maggie was so ingrained in my head that I actually called Manny Machado Maggie Machado.
And there's no going back from that.
No, there isn't. And Stu reminded me of it the whole last half hour of the show. And I told him, do not let producer Jay find that because I'll never hear the end of it. But Jay's too busy, so he hasn't found it, and he's not gonna, and it's gonna get buried.
Oh, I don't have my hands on it yet, but I can and I will probably find it.
Promises, promises. I doubt it. Jay talks a big game, but he's not gonna go find it. So please. By the way, who won the bet? Apparently there was a bet, and the only reason I know this is because Twitter told on you.
Yeah, I know. It was a low-stakes bet. I don't think we had anything up for Annie.
But your pride.
Pride, right. And I did win the bet.
If you actually got the answer wrong, I would have been really disappointed in you because I gave you the answer ahead of time.
Right, yeah. Rich didn't know that. I had a little inside information on that one.
It was so insider trading.
I should have put something up for it.
But you should have.
Yeah, I totally won the bet. It was what were you going to wear on TV? And I was like, of course she's going to go with a nice dress. And?
And what did... Well, I liked my dress. I don't know if anybody else thought it was nice, but I liked
it. It was
dress.
Nice. So that's two.
What's his name? Sorry. What's his name?
Rich.
What did Rich decide that I was going to wear?
Rich thought you were going to wear a suit. And I didn't think that was in the cards.
It's way too hot in the middle of the summertime in the Northeast and humid to wear a suit.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I didn't think that he had good odds on that one, but that's what he wanted. That's what he chose.
Come on,
so I went with the dress.
You know me way too well for that. The last time I wore a suit, I did TV, but it was a basketball game on TV, and it was a pretty important basketball game. So, no, too hot this time of the year to wear a suit.
Yeah, he thought a tie was going to be in play. I was like, I don't think that the tie is going to be in play here.
No, he didn't. I thought when you said suit, you meant...
Well, suit and tie. You know, the whole works, like the JT song. Stunned.
I thought you meant a suit that a female would wear.
Females don't wear ties?
Not this female.
Well, right. That's why I knew
his
odds
were good. that are for women, not a men's suit.
No, of course, a women's suit, but just
with
a tie as well.
Tie?
Yeah. It's...
That's actually what he thought. No, women generally wear suits that are feminine. So either they're skirts or they have camisoles underneath, a jacket.
No, I think he meant like a suit. Like.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
That sounds ridiculous.
Maybe I misinterpreted it, but I thought a suit. Like a woman's suit, not a men's suit, obviously.
Yeah, but again, women don't generally have collared shirts on. Or like the kind that you put a tie on. You've never seen a female wear a suit before?
It's been a while, but I thought a tie was a normal thing.
For a woman in a suit, you thought we wore ties?
I didn't think it was that outrageous. How's that? I suppose it is.
Wow. I've never worn a tie. It's generally done by a female who wants to make a statement, who wants to dress up in men's clothing. It's not typical for women when they wear suits to wear a tie.
Noted.
He actually said I was going to wear a tie with a suit.
I don't know if he said it. I could air check, but that's what I
assumed. Or just you
being, assumed.
You being
yeah,
not up with the fashion.
That's what it is.
Wow. I'm assuming you thought there was not a snowball's chance in hell that I would wear that.
No, that's why I did not take that bet on his side.
Gross. I mean, you'll see women, female entertainers do that, but usually it's about making a statement. Like models will do that sometimes, but normally women wear suits that are for women.
Again, the suit I assumed would be a women's suit. Didn't know the tie
with
was
important. With a tie?
With a tie.
Ew, have you ever seen me wear anything like that?
No, I didn't. That's why I didn't say that you were going to wear that.
Ew. Clearly, Rich pays zero attention. Thank God that he's not. In fact, I don't even think he should be hosting the show again. That sounds like a really bad idea. Although, the good news about people who fill in is that the less they sound like me and the less that they remind people of me, the more people miss me. So I'm good. All right. Well, that's weird. It's also a little bit odd to think about people talking about me on my show when I'm not here, but whatevs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Oh, that feels so good. It's so normal. We are live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. If you would like to see what it looked like when I talked with my hands on TV, well, there are a couple of cuts that are out there on the interwebs. In fact, there is one on my Twitter. There's two, actually. One of them, I was talking to former Steelers defensive back Bryant McFadden, who had just been at Jets camp, funny enough. But we talked not only about the Jets quarterback situation following the Zach Wilson injury, which turned out to be not as scary. His surgery was successful on Tuesday, according to the Jets, though he likely will miss week one. So Joe Flacco is another quarterback that I talked about with Bryant. And then in addition, we looked at the Steelers situation. So there's a clip with me and Bryant. It's not a whole lot of me on TV, but it is on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then if you scroll down, I give you, you know what? I'll retweet it. It's my reaction to Deshaun Watson's apology and what I discovered about Deshaun's contract. I didn't even realize it till I was doing a little more research. The Browns made him bulletproof And so if you go and you check it out, you'll see and hear my reaction to Deshaun Watson's apology, which, interestingly enough, was accompanied by an apology by Fernando Tatis. What a weekend, right? Two very high-profile athletes in two different sports uttering apologies or sharing apologies. They come from two different ends of the spectrum, and yet they have one thing in common. Ultimately, they don't matter. And so I explain my reasoning behind that, and I can probably do it again, but it has something to do with the way the teams have treated these guys. There's also a photo that I shared just as a thank you. It's so funny how many people didn't realize I was doing TV and just thought I was like randomly sharing a photo, but I'll retweet that as well. So retweet it. I'll retweet you guys. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, I've put nothing up on Facebook except this. Wait, Jay. Of course you knew this was going to happen. People do not freaking read. We know people don't read. The number of people who read maybe the first couple lines of my Facebook post and then congratulated me or lamented the fact that I was changing shows, that I was leaving. The number of people who just didn't read the post and assumed that I was taking a different show, as if I would effing announce it on Facebook before I would do it anywhere else. Anyway, unbelievable. I finally stopped answering people because it was crazy how many people did not bother to read the post and just congratulated me or cried over the fact that I wasn't going to be doing the late night anymore. Now, a few people did see me on TV and offer their feedback. One woman, "You just don't know what to do with your hands." Oh, you know what, honey? I've been doing this for 20 years. Trust me, I know what to do with my hands. Anyway, it just the number of people that assumed that I was doing something different and changing my career path and everything else. I mean, really funny.
Bummed, I see. How do I transition?
Oh, so
I'm
many
miss
people.
You in this slot.
Not just that, but congratulations! Congratulations! Like, this was my lifelong dream to change day parts. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people stopped three lines in and didn't bother to read anything else. If you read it, it's actually really depressing. It's a depressing commentary on the state of social media our culture that we read like three words or three lines and that's the end of it. We don't even bother. Even Very if you telling. Think it's important, people just, it's not as important as you think. Anyway. Thank you to those of you who did offer kind words. A lot of people on Twitter, a lot of new followers, a lot of, as I say, pictures of me on TV. But I am back where I belong as a night owl. Whew, I feel much more comfortable here, and we're ready to dive in. We, of course, will mix in some Major League Baseball. The Mets, all of a sudden, maybe hearing the footsteps of those World Series champions again. The Yankees have got a major problem, and I mean a major problem. They do not even resemble the team that they were in the first half. Now 8-17 since the All-Star break. It's kind of funny how much prep I did earlier in the day on Tuesday for a lot of these same topics, and so I don't even need to look at my notes now. Also, we're going to have these sad saps. During the daytime, they don't understand the beauty of QB news. We talked about quarterbacks, but they don't get it. They don't understand what we do here on the show. And because it's the hump show, boy, I'm definitely feeling it. We will get back to the standard format for Ask Amy Anything, unless I decide that I'd rather do it myself. How would you feel if I just took over? I commandeered Ask Amy Anything, because last week when you were off gallivanting, I did it and people loved it. And I don't know, maybe we just might cut out the middleman.
If the people love it, I mean, I got to give the people what they want, right?
Well, yes, Jay, you have all the power to give the people what they want. Absolutely. Wow, that sounded so, I don't know.
Looking out for the people, that's all.
The people do love Jay. The people don't love me as much, but the people do love Jay. So, nice. So anyway, we'll see if I go back to standard procedure. We do have a guest that will be joining us live at the top of our final hour 2 a.m. Pacific time, 5 a.m. Eastern time. So I think we're going to move Ask Amy. So I'll do that. I'll issue an executive order without running it by the executive producer, Ruh-roh. So I think we'll do it straight up 2 hours from now. So we'll do Ask Amy Anything at the top of our third hour so that we are not kind of back-to-back locked up in special segments. So that's part of what we've got going on. I'm not kidding. Wait until you hear the story that I have to tell you about the celeb and the dog that I met on the train, plus me making a fool of myself on national TV by calling it the wrong show. I mean, you knew I was going to do that, right? I'm glad to be back here in this chair. Although I don't know about 7 hours in one day, 7 hours of radio in one day. That's a lot. I feel like I'm too old for that. Huh. Thank goodness I have this baseball. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One-two count here. Charlie fires the 1-2. Got him looking. Strike three. What an inning for Charlie. Three strikeouts looking. Getting Alonzo, Vogelback, and McNeil.
Fans getting into this. They're loving these strikeouts. Now the wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He did it again. Second time tonight, Charlie has struck out the side, and he's gotten 9 through 5 innings.
1-2 on Alonzo. Swung on, missed, another curveball. He strikes out Alonzo, and that's a dozen for Charlie.
Getting you to the good half of your week, it's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Hey, we know this Charlie Morton, brave starter. And the Braves are at it again. Charlie Morton's just the next guy to step up. It's a bit like a factory right now for the World Series champions. Morton goes 6 2/3 innings, scoreless, allowing just 3 hits to the Mets and striking out 12. And it was the complete opposite for the Mets pitching staff. But for Morton, he's been in every pressure cooker that you possibly can in Major League Baseball and generally. He is able to handle them with all the aplomb that you would need from a guy who's standing on the mound in, say, World Series pressure. As you hear on Braves radio, He was the guy who set the tone for the champions as they win their eighth straight. Matt Olson ends up with a home run and then an RBI single. And I guess it's easier when you got a Charlie Morton on the mound.
Vintage Charlie, always in control, always low demeanor. And yeah, I'm glad I'm playing behind him now.
He had every pitch there. We had to defend every pitch. You know, very seldom do you see that with that many pitches. The curveball, changeup, the cutter, had a little better fastball than he's been carrying. He's also working on 6 days rest, so we knew he was going to be firm tonight.
I wish I was working on 6 days rest. Soon. Very soon. That's Buck Showalter, manager of the Mets. Now, there's no need to panic. The Mets are still the top team in the National League East, so don't worry about the standings. The Braves, what did they win earlier in the season? 14 in a row? Now they never did quite get to the point where they had bypassed the Mets. Now they've got another 8-game win streak, and they are within 3.5 of the New York Mets. The challenge for the Mets is not so much the offense, although against Morton, a little hard to come by. But in back-to-back games, the Mets have now lost their starting pitchers. Carlos Carrasco left with an oblique injury on Monday. And after 2 innings pitched, Taijuan Walker had to leave the game on Tuesday with back spasms. So you get back Max Scherzer, now Jacob deGrom, who's been brilliant since he returned, but you lose two other guys in your rotation. So Walker was frustrated.
And I knew my job tonight was to go as deep as possible. You know, I'm trying to give the bullpen a break. And, you know, I felt like my stuff was good. And I felt like I was going to be able to go 6-plus innings, and the timing couldn't be worse. Never had anything like this before. Training staff's not very concerned, too concerned about it. So I'm going to MRI tomorrow and kind of see how I feel in the morning.
That's a little bit of anxiety-inducing for the Mets because, yeah, you got back your two Cy Young pitchers, and they both are living up to expectations, in some cases exceeding expectations. But you still need to fill out the rest of your starting rotation. So the Mets still have that lead over the Braves, but it has shrunk down to now 3.5 games. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. In the NL Central, we have ourselves quite a battle. This is going to be one of the fun races of the final 6 weeks of the regular season, and the Brewers were in Los Angeles on Tuesday night.
2-2. Hit in the air, right center field, coming on is Betts. It's going to drop in front of him. McCutchen will score. Around third is Renfroe. Here's the throw. The Brewers walk off the Dodgers in 11. What an at-bat from Victor Caratini. Another walk-off hit from Victor. The Brewers mobbing him at second base.
On Brewers Radio, that's Bob Uecker. Now, the Dodgers piece to this, which is another blown save for Craig Kimbrell, and we'll talk about the Dodgers piece at some point. They're at 80 wins. No one's worried about the Dodgers. But the bullpen always seems to be their Achilles heel. This was more about Milwaukee, who not only gave up the tying run to Justin Turner, if I remember correctly, that was in the 7th inning, but then saw the Dodgers go in front in the 11th. Also, Chris Taylor with a backwards dive. An amazing catch to end the 10th inning, so the defense was there as well as the offense. The Dodgers seemingly had an answer for everything that the Brewers threw at them until the bottom of the 11th. Now, did I say they were in L.A.? Until they get to the point in which they were in Milwaukee. They're in the bottom of the 11th, duh. And the Brewers are able to load the bases with one out, and Caratini comes through with the big hit. So huge for the Brewers because they'd been shut out the night before against the Dodgers. Of course, in order to gain ground, you would need the team that you're chasing to lose.
The winning run is Kisner at third. 5 infielders for the Rockies, 2 outfielders. The windup, the pitch, O'Neill is hit by the pitch. A Redbird winner. The Cardinals win with just one hit in the ninth inning. Lamet walked two, gave up a bunt single, hit O'Neill, and the Cardinals win this one 5-4 as O'Neill gets the game-winning RBI being hit by a pitch. They light up the night in downtown St. Louis, and the Cardinals mob O'Neill over in foul territory on the first base side.
Oh, that's what you call small ball. So, yes, the Brewers get a very dynamic, exciting win at home in the 11th inning against the vaunted Dodgers. But before that, the Cardinals had their own version of a walk-off.
A Redbird winner!
That's John Rooney on Cardinals Radio. I love this race because you've got two teams with, I just think, dynamic lineups. They're a lot of fun. They've obviously got unique pitching staffs and rotations. So the character of these two teams and the fight that we've seen and the kind of the back and forth over the course of the last couple months has set us up for what should be a really intriguing final stretch. Though I suppose these are still the dog days. Maybe that's a debate. Maybe when the NFL season kicks off, then we hit the stretch run. But do you know, 3 weeks from Thursday, you all are starting to chatter about it a lot more on my social media. Maybe your appetite was wet, W-H-E-T. Maybe your appetite is now a little more prominent because you saw preseason games over the past weekend and because there's a lot more chatter now. But we can't forget about baseball, which will hit that stretch run in September and then on into October, the busiest month of the year. Whew, it's coming. 3 weeks from Thursday. Right now, Cardinals have a two-game lead on the Brewers. Along with the NL East, that's a tight race. And then the AL Central we have to talk about. The Guardians are hanging tough, but they've got two teams now looming large in their rearview mirror. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Oh, it feels so good to say that. We're looking for your questions for Ask Amy Anything as part of the Hump Show. And yes, I'll probably have producer Jay ask the questions only because I got to do other stuff. You're going to take it off my plate. I don't really want to produce my own show. So you can send those questions to our show Twitter or to our Facebook page. I do have a photo, maybe a video that I can share on Facebook at some point. And so we'll try to get to that as well as I catch up here. And then I'm actually out the rest of the week. I've got family coming into town on Wednesday for just a really quick visit. So it's quite a schedule this week. I'm not sure if I'm coming or going, if I'm up or down. I don't know when to sleep. I'm not sure when to eat. I just know I'm drinking way too much caffeine.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Lead at first and second of the pitch. Swing and a fly ball down the left field line. Back at it goes Benintendi to the wall, and it is gone! Randy Arozarena with another first inning three-run home run. And the Rays take a 3-0 lead here in the Bronx early.
Now here's the 2-1 to Judge. Gleyber Torres off first. Judge the tying run. And the pitch is grounded up the middle. And running to second is Lau to step on the bag, and that will do it. It'll be a 2-2 to Trevino. And the right-hander deals. Struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Tampa wins. Well, not only did the Yankees lose, but we well know that if there hadn't been a fumble ball at third base, they would have been shut out for the third game in a row. Yikes!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did John Sterling finish up his final call with yikes? Definitely that is the case. It's yikes. A yikes right now with the Yankees. It's the Yankee yikes. Wait, can we hear it again? Just maybe the last 10 seconds of that? Just because I need to hear it in context again.
But we well know that if there hadn't been a fumble ball at third base, they would have been shut out for the third game in a row. Yikes!
John Sterling on Yankees radio. I like it. Hashtag Yankee yikes.
Hooligans.
Well, let's not get carried away. I don't actually believe in karma.
Yikes.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Talked about this earlier in the day Tuesday. The Yankees are going the wrong way. They are backpedaling. Right now, they're in a tailspin. And haven't been able to get out of it. Despite the fact that there's a lot of people talking about it. Despite the fact that there's a ton of attention on it. Everybody knows it. It's not as though it's a secret that they can't hit the ball. John Sterling makes a good point. They had just gone through back-to-back shutouts. To Boston and then Tampa Bay on Monday. And if not for the one run they managed to scrounge together in the fifth inning, courtesy of a Rays error on Tuesday, they would have gone three consecutive games without scoring a run.
Yikes.
And it's actually not that uncommon right now. I read that four times in the last nine games, and now four times in the last 10 games, they've been shut out. Their lead in the AL East is still nine games. So there's no need to panic. And this is huge for the Rays, of course. Even as Randy Arozarena hits his 16th home run, you hear Andy Freed on Rays radio. The Rays are playing for something. Every team in the American League East, maybe not the Red Sox, but they still are part of the race, technically. The Rays have won four in a row and are now within nine of the Yankees, but every team in that division outside of New York is focused on the wild card battle. Rays are one up on the Blue Jays, who are a half game up on the Orioles, who are a half game up on the Twins and the White Sox, who are only three games up on the Red Sox. And so it's crazy. It's a free-for-all. Seven teams within four games. Well, seven teams within, I guess it's five and a half total. But you've got five teams that are within four games of that third wild card spot. So the Rays are not messing around. Meanwhile, the Yankees can't seem to buy offense. One run in the last three games, only four hits tonight, and I'm hearing a lot of the same things from Aaron Boone over and over again.
I think there's no question you got some guys that are pressing a little bit, you know, at the plate a little bit. You know, we've talked about that for the last several days, you know, to varying degrees, guys going through it. Again, part of it, part of the season. We got a few guys that are in a rut. We got to prepare and get ready and fight our way out of it. You know, it's part of it. And, you know, it's no fun when you're going through it, but that's where we are right now.
We were able to get the win tonight. You know, after the first inning where Nestor gave up three, you know, he went out there and did his thing, and we just couldn't scratch anything off of Springs there. Our pitching staff these past couple of days have helped us out, and especially against some good teams, you know, kept the score low, but we just haven't been able to get with that big hit with guys on base. But, you know, we can't mope about it. We got to go out there and keep working. You never want to lose. You know, no one in here is happy about it. But, you know, having a little bit of a cushion helps, but that cushion can dwindle quick. So we got to stay on top of it.
Maybe a little Joey Gallo would infuse some life into the offense. Producer Jay and I were thinking the same thing. You know, Cody Bellinger, former NL MVP, got benched by Dave Roberts. The Dodgers actually benched him, which is just nuts. He's had such a hard time the last two seasons at the plate. He can be brilliant, but he'd already been dropped to the nine hole in the Dodgers lineup. And they actually pulled him on Tuesday against the Brewers in a first place battle, as the Brewers are in a battle with the Cardinals for first place. And they replaced him with Joey Gallo, who was the gum on the bottom of the Yankee shoe for most of the season. And now he's into the Dodgers starting lineup. I mean, Dave Roberts does tend to have the Midas touch with everything except for the bullpen and the closer's role. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What's so accurate about Aaron Judge and his comments is that, yeah, they're squandering good pitching. For the longest time, the pitching was the problem. And now they're squandering that because they can't come up with any hits. I don't think it's a bad thing for the Yankees. I really don't. They weren't likely to face a whole lot of pressure in the division race, so it's good for them to face this adversity now. Otherwise, they're not ready to win in October. Losing tends to expose the warts. In a clubhouse or a locker room, it exposes a lack of leadership, if that's a glaring problem, or you see leaders step up. These are still human beings, even though they're highly paid athletes. They do feel anxiety. They get stressed. They put too much pressure on themselves. They get tight, as Aaron Boone talks about. And so this is an opportunity for them to fight their way through it. And if they can, well, then I'll be a little more confident that they can battle in October against the best in Major League Baseball. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We're just over an hour away, so about an hour and 15 minutes from Ask Amy Anything. We're moving it just a little bit. You can also share on our Facebook page with the bright orange box. Or orange box, you don't even have to read the whole thing. We've made it easy for you. Judge refers to Nestor Cortez. No, Gerrit Cole had a quality start as well. The pitchers are doing what they can, doing what they're supposed to do. And now, as the popular phrase goes, we have to change the narrative soon, according to Nestor.
Everybody knows we've been struggling. We're looking for that spark to turn around. And I think the guys in here are putting in an effort and coming in every day and working hard and seeing if we can turn around.
I believe they can. I think they do have quality leadership. It's not like it's a different team that started out with that historic pace in the first half of the season. But since the All-Star break, they're 8-17. And where it was the pitching that was the Achilles heel early, now it's the hitting. And they do have a bunch of guys that are out of the lineup. Giancarlo Stanton was taking BP indoors this week. DJ LeMahieu is day-to-day. And so they've got Anthony Rizzo back, but he was dealing with back spasms. You're talking about different guys who've been in and out. Not Aaron Judge, but different guys who've been in and out. And that's what's really disrupted their lineup. I still believe they're a really good team, but I'm actually glad that they're facing this adversity because it forces the gut check and leaders have to step up. No team starts a season ready to win a championship. Not the Yankees, not even the Dodgers. Remember, the Dodgers weren't even in first place to come out of the gate and for the first stage of the season. You got to go through the stuff. You got to go through the crap to be able to develop into a champion. I mean, that's why last year was so impressive for the Atlanta Braves, right? Because they trailed the Mets in their own division for 2/3 of the season. They also dealt with some devastating injuries and had to figure it out. Oh, think about the Nationals going back to 2019. How many times they faced elimination? Was it 12 games, I think, they faced elimination in the playoffs? And yet they were the last team standing. For a team destined or meant to be a champion, or at the very least a championship contender, adversity is necessary. It grows you. The best teacher failure is. Do you know where I got that? Yoda. The best teacher failure is. 1 hour down. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time.
You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.